We read in the Heavenly Doctrine, baptism was instituted to be a sign that a man is of the church and as a memorial that he is to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is nothing else than spiritual washing, which is regeneration. All regeneration is accomplished by the Lord through the truths of faith and a life according to them. Baptism therefore testifies that the man is of the church and that he can be regenerated. For in the church, the Lord is acknowledged, who alone regenerates, and there also is the Word, which contains the truths of faith by which regeneration is accomplished. Jordan and Rebecca, you are coming forward that this child may be baptized and thus enter according to order into the Lord's church on earth. Hear further from the word of the Lord as it is written in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. How shall a young man make his path pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought after thee. Let me not go astray from thy commandments. In my heart I have secretly kept thy sayings, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have told all the judgments of thy mouth. I have joy in the way of thy testimonies as over all wealth. I will meditate on thy precepts and look to thy paths. In thy statutes I will be pleased. I will not forget thy word. There are duties of charity, some public, some domestic, and some private. The domestic duties of charity are those of the husband toward the wife and of the wife toward the husband, of fathers and mothers toward their children, and of children towards their fathers and mothers. As to the duties of parents to children, in particular, they are inwardly different with those who are in charity and those who are not, although outwardly they appear alike. With those who are in charity, love for their children is conjoined with love towards the neighbor and love to God. For by such people, children are loved according to their morals, virtues, the things they devote their energy to, and their qualifications for serving the public. And as the people were in expectation, and all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but there comes one stronger than I, the strap of whose shoes I am not fit to loosen. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And they brought to him little children that he should touch them. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whoever shall not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it. And having taken them up in his arms and set his hands upon them, he blessed them. Infants are introduced by baptism into the Christian heaven, and there angels are assigned to them by the Lord to take care of them. Therefore, as soon as infants are baptized, angels are appointed over them, by whom they are kept in a state to receive faith in the Lord. But as they grow up and come into their own right and reason, these guardian angels leave them, and they draw into association with themselves such spirits as make one with their life and faith. From all this it is clear that baptism is insertion among Christians in the spiritual world also. A summary. Faith is by truths. Charity towards the neighbor is by truths. Love to the Lord is by truths. Conscience is by truths. Innocence is by truths. Purification from evils is by truths. Regeneration is by truths. Intelligence and wisdom are by truths. The beauty of angels and also of men as to the interiors which are their spirits is by truths. Power against evils and falsities is by truths. Order such as it is in heaven is by truths. The church is by truths. Heaven is with man by truths. Man becomes man by truths. Nevertheless, all these things are by truths from good, and not by truths without good. And good is from the Lord. All good is from the Lord. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Amen.